All right, let's just try one more for review. This time.
Neft konlari kashf qilinishi ortidan Shimoliy Dakotaning Williston shahrida hayot qizyapti. Jon Monger o'zgarishlardan garang.
Good. Okay, let's check it and see if you're right. Which two numbers would you add together and check that? Born and raised here.
Shaharda tug'ilib o'sgan, 47 yildan beri yashaydi.
I've been living in this town for 47 years.
Monger boshlang'ich maktabda 24 yildan beri dars beradi. Oxirgi 3 yil maktabga taqab solingan imoratda ishlashga majbur bo'ldi.
They are smaller than the regular classroom. And right now I have 18 students. I started the year out with 16 students.
Bu sinfxonalar kichikroq. Hozir 18 nafar o'quvchisi bor. Yil boshida ular 16 kishi edi. Shimoliy Dakotada qora oltin konlari ishga tushib, boshqa shtatlardan odamlar ish qidirib kelyapti. Ularning bolalari Hagen maktabiga sig'may ketdi.
We've increased enrollment of over 1000 students in the past
4-5 yilda qabulni ancha oshirishga majbur bo'ldik, dedi direktor Viola LaFontaine. Aksariyati boshlang'ich sinf bolalari. LaFontaine Shimoliy Dakota shtatidagi eng kichkina, lekin o'quvchilari soni eng jadal o'sayotgan maktab direktori. Williston maktabi shtatning eng internatsional ta'lim maskanlaridan.
I believe it's 7 different languages that we have spoken in the school now.
Maktabda 7 tilda so'zlashiladi. Ko'plar ispanchada gaplashadi. Xitoy va fransuzcha nutqni ham eshitasiz, dedi direktor.
French.
So just raise your hand if you need my help, okay?
Monger kabi muallimlar katta sinflarni kichik sinfxonalarga sig'dirishi kerak. Chet tilida gaplashuvchi bolalar bilan kelishishi lozim. Bundan boshqa problemalar ham bor.
The greatest challenge is the students coming in and out and throughout the whole entire school year, which is something.
Yil davomida kirib chiqib yuradigan o'quvchilar bor. Ba'zilar yilning o'rtasida qo'shiladi sinfga. Ular uchun qulay sharoit yaratish lozim, deydi direktor LaFontaine. Uning so'zlariga ko'ra, malakali o'qituvchilarni qidirib topish mushkul, o'sib borayotgan aholiga mos yangi binolarni qurib bitkazish uchun pul kerak. Shimoliy Dakota shtati neftdan tushgan daromad hisobiga gullayapti, lekin bundan maktablar moliya olmayapti.
North Dakota's always been conservative. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but
Shimoliy Dakota doim konservativ, tejamkor shtat bo'lib kelgan, dedi direktor Viola LaFontaine. Buning yomon yeri yo'q. Ammo hozir jinday pulimiz bor. Keling shundan biroz ishlataylik. Maktablarga grantlar, stipendiyalar berishsin, deydi u.
Whether it's grants or loans or, you know, preferably grants that you could use to really support your schools.
I do see where the schools do get overlooked, especially with the population growth.
Shaharda yana bitta maktab qurishsa ma'qul bo'lar edi, deb hisoblaydi muallim Jon Monger. U hozir ishlab turgan ta'lim dargohi bolalar uchun torlik qilyapti. Boshqa muallimlar ham bu fikrga qo'shiladi.
Put in place in the town because we definitely need one.
Williston shahrida saylovchilar yaqinda bu borada dangal gapirish imkoniga ega bo'ladi. Shu oy yangi maktab qurilishi uchun moliya jamlash va buning uchun soliqlarni oshirish masalasi ovozga qo'yiladi. O'tgan galgi referendumda masala ovozdan o'tmagan edi. Williston shahridan keyin Farabo, Washingtondan Nasiba Tohir, Amerika ovoz radiosi.
Whether it's tomorrow or the next day, okay? Make sense?
Yes.